Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer.
Amen.
The sermon for today, the 12th Sunday after Trinity, Your God Will Come and Save You, by the Most Reverend John T. Calhoun, Jr. The thread which connects this morning's epistle and gospel is that in both lessons we hear an argument about the relationship between the Old Testament and the New. When we talk about the Old Testament and New Testament, we don't just mean the collections of writings which make up the Bible. Old and New Testament refer also to covenants, agreements, deals between God and His people, which the Bible books talk about. The covenant in the Old Testament, which lasted the longest, was the covenant with Moses. God and Moses met on Mount Sinai in Arabia just after the Israelites escaped from Egypt. God gave Moses a complicated series of laws of various kinds. The covenant, the deal, was that if the people would obey the laws, God would be their God and take care of them. In today's epistle, St. Paul is talking about Moses and describing what he looked like when he came down from Mount Sinai carrying the stone tablets on which God wrote the Ten Commandments. Moses' face was shining so brightly that he had to put on a veil so people could look at him and not be blinded. St. Paul calls the Ten Commandments the ministration of death, the ministration of condemnation. Those sound like harsh words for a code of behavior we thought we were supposed to take seriously. One of the greatest themes of St. Paul's teaching is that God gave us the law to show us that we cannot keep the law. That connects to last Sunday's parable about the Pharisee and the tax collector. Remember, the Pharisee bragged to God about how many laws he kept, while the tax collector knew he could only ask for mercy. The Ten Commandments ministered death and condemnation, not because there is something wrong with them or that we should not try to keep them. They ministered death and condemnation because no matter how hard we try, we find we cannot keep them in thought, word, or deed. If we think we have to keep them perfectly to be on God's good side, we know we are in big trouble, death and condemnation. It is when we realize that we cannot keep the law that we should be willing to look for the help we need to get out of our predicament. Jesus brings us several kinds of help. He brings God's forgiveness for our failures to keep the law. He brings us the Holy Ghost to give us strength. And finally, He brings us the assurance that God is going to take us to heaven, not because we have kept the law, but because He loves us and we love Jesus. St. Paul concludes that if Moses' face shone so brightly when he was bringing the ministration of death, Jesus' face is even shinier. Jesus brings what St. Paul calls the ministration of righteousness, the ministration of the Spirit. Of course, shiny faces are not the point. The better covenant is. The Old Testament itself says that it is not the final word, and that someday God will make a better covenant, a new arrangement with His people. The prophet Jeremiah says God will write a new law, this time on the fleshy tablets of the heart, rather than on tablets of stone. He and other prophets say that the new covenant with God will come to earth through a person, God's anointed one, the Messiah, the Christ. Among many other prophecies about the coming of the Messiah, Isaiah has this one. Say to them, they are of a fearful heart. Be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come and save you. When the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped, then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. This morning's gospel is the account of a healing Jesus performs near the Sea of Galilee after he has traveled through a Gentile region of Palestine. He comes upon a deaf man who has an impediment in his speech, and he heals him. That miracle was of obvious benefit to the man himself, and it was good advertising for Jesus since it astonished the onlookers, who then went ahead and told everybody about it. And now, unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, be ascribed as the most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.